From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry, which honors researchers for advances in studying how molecules combine and interact, was announced this morning by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. The prize was awarded to three researchers. Among them is George Smith, former MU biology professor of 40 years. Smith won for his development of a method called phage display, in which a virus that infects bacteria can be used to evolve new proteins. Smith was quick to credit the work of others in his prize, saying, quote, "Pretty much every Nobel laureate understands that what he's getting the prize for is built on many precedents." Jason Kander, a rising star in Democratic politics who narrowly lost the 2016 Senate bid, is dropping out of the race for mayor of Kansas City, citing post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from his stint in the military. Kander, who is 37, announced his decision yesterday. The former Army intelligence officer said in a statement that he continues to feel the impact of PTSD 11 years after leaving the military. Kander says he contacted the Veterans Administration for help about 4 months ago, but his condition worsened. He says he recently called a VA crisis line to say he has had suicidal thoughts. Kander was seen as a likely favorite in the 2019 mayoral race. He was defeated by incumbent Republican Roy Blunt in Missouri's 2016 Senate race. Mizzou composer Nico Schroeder is the 14th winner of the Sinkfield Composition Prize, an award from the Mizzou New Music Initiative. KBIA's Mac Whaley has more.
The Sinkfield Composition Prize is the top award for a music composition student at the University of Missouri. A group of adjudicators from three other universities selected Nico Schroeder from a pool of three finalists. Schroeder is currently working on his master's degree in composition. Jacob Gottlieb, the managing director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, says that Schroeder's piece, titled Genealogy 1, had, quote, "a particular sensitivity to sound and timbre."
The way that he explored the more sensitive sounds of the instruments that he was writing for and the delicacy and detail with which he treated his musical materials. It displayed a sophistication in his musical thinking that we thought was outstanding.
Schroeder's next step is to write an original piece for MU's University Philharmonic Orchestra. The new piece will debut on April 8th next year at the Chancellor's Arts Showcase. Mac Whaley, KBIA News.
Since April, more than 300 MU classrooms have been equipped with yellow-gold active threat door lock switches or some other door lock. The locking mechanisms are meant to keep an active threat out. MU expects to spend about $1 million in the next few years to upgrade and replace locks around campus. Although not every classroom has a door locking mechanism, each MU department is assessing and prioritizing which of its classrooms should be equipped with one next. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.